Hey everyone, welcome back. My name is Lynn Wilson and welcome to Hope for Today. So, I have a verse for you. Let's just start off with the verse. Here we go. Ecclesiastes 3:7, chapter 3, verse 7. It tells us there's a time to be silent and a time to speak. But when and how? To discern the difference between knowing when to speak and when to be silent. We need to humbly seek the Lord when we need to speak. We need to be in Scripture. We need to be following His Word. We need to be asking Him for wisdom. And we need to be asking Him for discernment. So, in Ecclesiastes 3:7, there's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. My devotion is over. Let's close the book and go on with our day. Oh, I guess not. I guess we need to chat a little bit. So grab your coffee, get yourself nice and comfy in your seat, and let's chat about this. Wise words. So the Lord has blessed me in my life with some men that have been influential and have been just a blessing. One of those men was my dad, and the other one was my husband. And now, because my husband has raised two fantastic young men, I have two sons that I get words of wisdom from all the time. But one of the things my dad always said to me, my dad was not a very, he was a loud, boisterous kind of person. He's a lot like my husband. They're quiet men, but when they speak, they have words of wisdom. And I'm sure over the years, my dad, you know, said things he didn't want to and said things he shouldn't have. And, you know, he's human. But at least for me, one of the things he taught me was to stand up for myself. So my maiden name, my name that you know me by, is Lynn Wilson. My maiden name is Cameron, Lynn Cameron. I come from a Scottish background. And I'm proud of that. And my dad would certain times say, the Scotch is coming out in you and the Cameron's coming out in you. But one of the things my dad taught me was to stand up for myself. And I think as a Christian, and I work in guest services, so in customer service, you know, you have to be nice to people. You need to speak nice to people. You have to take a lot of abuse from people. People will scream and yell at you. People will yell at you and tell you you're wrong. And people will question everything you do. And they'll ask you, how much do I owe on a bill? And you tell them how much that you owe. And then they yell at you that they owe that much, when in reality, at the end of the conversation, they really still owe that much money. But I know when the bill comes, you know, you're hungry, you eat at the restaurant and you're willing to pay anything. And then the bill comes and you go, wait a minute. How much was that? Are you sure? And you get upset. And we get upset at the wrong person. They didn't make the prices. They just recorded what you ate. You know how that goes. But my dad taught me to stand up for myself. And he said, I remembered clearly him telling me in business when I first started my career, there are going to be times we need to just shut your mouth and take it. It is what it is, whether you want to call it customer service or whatever. There's a time to be silent, like the Bible says. Then there are other times you need to stand firm. And my dad said, you as an individual and as an adult, you need to decide when it's worth the fight. And he said, when it comes to your family, your country, your God, you know, you decide. You decide where the line is and where you need to fight. Now, that doesn't mean you can curse, scream, and yell, and say whatever you want. We'll come back to that in a moment. My husband is the same way. I tell my husband all the time, oh, I wish people would get to know you. My husband is very quiet, unless you get him talking on a subject he likes. And because he has a disability, I think it has beat him up so much so that, like, he doesn't speak a lot because he's been beat down a lot. Does that make sense? You know, and you have a disability. If you have one or lived with someone, you understand when they try and do, and then people are like, oh, just go over there. You know, that kind of thing. We'll get back to those words too. But yeah, it was interesting. The other day I was at work and there was something I needed to sort through. And my husband said, not knowing what I was sorting through, said to me, I just feel that I need to remind you. And I wrote it down to remember how he said it. That a smart person knows what to say, but a wise person I'm saying woman because that's me. But a wise person knows whether to say it or not. Oh, wow. A smart person knows what to say, but a wise person knows when to shut their mouth. Let's paraphrase that. I was like, and I went home and I said to my husband, you have no idea. I used that 3 times yesterday in conversations with people. And it was just amazing. And then there was another situation a little while later where I really needed to stand up for myself because I felt like I was becoming a doormat. And there's verses in the Bible that talk about that. And respectfully, I needed to go to somebody and say, hey, can we talk? I just feel like things aren't right. And I need to talk through these things with you. And, you know, words can be heavy. Words could be full of information. Our words can be directional, instructional. Our words can be gratifying. Our words can be encouraging. Our words can set people straight. Our words can, if done correctly, wisely, gently, kindly, can basically put somebody in their place that needs to be put in their place. And that's sort of what I needed to take care of in this other situation that came up. And I needed to go to somebody and, you know, hey, time out here. I'm not a doormat. And here's where it's at. And here's what I see. And we need to talk through this. And the person received it well. And I think they did because, hey, nobody likes to be told what to do. Especially Americans. We don't like to be told what to do. But if you do it gently, kindly, and in love, it goes over a whole lot better and a whole lot easier. Here's some things I want to share with you. I mentioned the other day how my husband gave me these words, and they just helped me in different scenarios that I was going through at work. Then I told you how I had to talk to someone else another day, another time, another place on, you know, that I'm not a doormat. When is it right to speak and when is it not right to speak? That can be a, you know, that is something we teach our children. Shh, it's not the right time. You ever say that to your kids? Not now, not the right time. Using discernment, you know, you can see somebody's really upset and they're in a tizzy and this is not the time to say, I have a question. Over something frivolous. You know, maybe the question pertains to the situation they're in, and even with that, using discernment on how to approach it. Now, there is an art, I think, to being in a conversation, approaching a conversation, starting a conversation, talking to people. There is an art to that. Communication is a big thing in college. Communication in any business, in any relationship, in any marriage is a big thing. There are people that just don't have it together. They don't have class. They don't have couth. You just kind of shake your head like, could you have said that any better? You know what I mean? Let's go back to square one. I think in any situation in life, whether it's words you speak, your body language, your eye roll, you know, all those things. If you're in God's word, daily, and you were talking to the Lord daily in prayer, and I don't mean like on your knees sobbing, pouring your heart out. I'm talking about just conversation, everyday conversation with the Lord. I talk to the Lord all day long. The other day I was at work, I was overwhelmed. The phones were ringing like crazy. I had voicemails, I had emails, I had papers all over my desk, and it was like, where do I start? Because I know whatever phone call I picked up or piece of paper I picked up, let's say there are 20 items on my desk or 20 phone, no matter which one I did, the other 19 were going to be put to the side and feel slighted or feel like you didn't return my call quick enough. I was going to let somebody down. No matter what I did, I was going to let someone down. I literally took my hand and I laid it on my computer screen. And I said, Lord, guide and direct. I don't know what to do first. You know, is that silly? That's not silly. That's a good thing. And I asked the Lord to guide and direct and give me words and give me direction on what I need to be doing. And then I picked something up, started it, and kept going until the day was over and I could do what I could do. But I think when we are constantly talking to the Lord and in the Word, you have that, you know, just like my dad. Let me go back to my dad. I had such a great relationship with my dad, and I listened to what my dad taught me. I watched him do what he did. Now, he was a human, so I watched him make mistakes, and I made note of that. Don't do that. I also watched him have successes, and I'm like, do that. I watched his mannerisms. I watched how he approached people. I watched when he would or would not speak. My dad has been in glory almost 2 years now, but I hear him every day. I told my mom the other night, I said, he's been sitting on my shoulder for the past week because I've had things in life come up, and my dad's words of wisdom, he's on my shoulder. I can hear it because I had a relationship with my dad. Now, if you have a relationship with the Lord, now, obviously, if you are a Christian, maybe it's not so obvious to some of you, but if you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. I had a relationship with my dad. I could just ignore those words. I could just hear my dad whispering, this is what you need to say, and I'm not going to bother. Same with us, with those of us that are Christians and we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. You got someone on your shoulder kind of going, not now, speak up. There are times when I can feel the Holy Spirit saying, now is the time, you need to speak up. Or other times, keep your mouth shut. That's the Holy Spirit. Now we can respond because we have a relationship with the Lord. If I've had a good one, I've been praying, I've been in His Word. You know, I can hear the Lord, you know, just like my dad whispering in my ear. Those whispers from my dad are not him speaking to me now. I want to clarify that. They're memories that come to mind of things that from the past that I remember. But what is current is that the Lord does whisper in my ear, and I can hear him saying, Lynn, now is the time. Just like when I go to prepare for a devotion, there are times where, Lord, I have nothing. This devotion that we're doing today, yesterday I knew I needed to come and chat with you. And I'm like, I had nothing, zero. And I'm like, I have the commitment. I know I have to be there. You guys are waiting. Like, I have to come. I need to be here, and we need to chat. 2 o'clock in the morning, somehow the Lord's timetable and mine are different. He likes to wake me up. 2 a.m. I woke up, and he told me the topic. And it all came together. And I knew when I came to record, I knew exactly what God wanted. He wanted Ecclesiastes 3:7. It's a time to speak and a time to be silent. You know, there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. And when it comes to affirmation and lifting each other up, the Bible is clearly is clear about building each other up and lifting each other up. How many times have we missed the mark? You know, maybe something my kids did. How many of you have adult kids and you look back and you go, oh my word, I cannot believe how many times I missed the mark with my kids. They would do something and it'd be wonderful. And you, instead of going, I'm so proud of you, you did, you went, how come you didn't do that? What? What do you mean? Lynn, words. Why are you pointing out the negative when you should be pointing out the positive? I'm not talking about times of correction and instruction. We tend to lean this way instead of that way. Sometimes just shut your mouth of any negative and only say positive. How many times with my husband could I have built him up and instead I got distracted or I just didn't bother or had an attitude and I did not affirm and build up and, you know, lift my husband up? Shame on me, because that could have just really made his day. Maybe there's times that you said the wrong thing or you didn't say the right thing because you didn't say anything. There are times we need to clean up our words. You know, we all have regrets. I wish I would have. I should never have said. It happens. You're human. You're emotional. Something happens that day. Triggers. I'm right there with you. But it can be fixed. It might be not easy. It might not be easy. It's going to, you know, take a little work. But I could go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I completely messed up. I just blew somebody out of the water. You know what? You might have been right in what you said, but your timing was off, the way you said it, the way you approached it. it still needed to be said, but not in that moment or that circumstance or what, you know what I mean. There are other times those words were completely out of character and should never have been said. That's when you need to go to the Lord either way and say, Lord, help me fix this. You need to guide my words. The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. You have words that you need to say, but you need the wisdom to back them up. You need to prayerfully go into, if you need to make a correction or instruction or set something straight or stand up for yourself, I'll tell you one thing, I'd certainly want a foundation of prayer underneath me, that I've got the Lord here, whispering here, because I laid it on the foundation of prayer, that as I approach this situation, Lord, guide my words, direct my words. I don't know how many times I've been in the middle of talking and I kind of bite my, you know, lip or my tongue and and I can feel myself pulling back. Not now, Lynn. Not now. Or I was going, you know, you just want to make that last point. Just got to put that one little dig in there. Nope. Not a wise word. I think we need to be careful with our words. I think we've become entitled. That's another thing I want to share. I remember being a young mom and a young wife at church, and I would go and older ladies, I don't know, what was older when you're, you know, in your early 20s, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100, you know, older than me. And they would have words to share and they would say things. And it would be so frustrating because their words would be, and I'd hear the older ladies say, well, I'm old enough now, I can say what I want. I had a grandmother that said that, and they have no filter. I, you know, for the life of me, can't find in scripture anything that says when you hit this age, you could say what you want and you have no filter. I looked in a concordance, couldn't find it. I even Googled, nothing on Google to tell us what's in the Bible about when you're this age, you could say whatever you feel like. It's not there. God talks about kind words and don't be harsh. Use honey, not vinegar, with your words. When to speak, when not to speak. It's blunt in Ecclesiastics. It's blunt. There's a time to speak, and there's a time not to speak. And if your words are based on foundations of prayer, and the Lord is here whispering in your ear, you will be sensitive. Ask the Lord, Lord, make me sensitive. I need to go into this situation. Maybe it's not a bad situation. Maybe it's a good situation. But Lord, I need to build this person up. You don't know by your words of building them up where the Lord is sending them to do work for him. And your words of affirmation are just going to be the foundation. I've got goosebumps as I'm telling you this because someone needs to hear this. Your words of affirmation could be their foundation to launch the next thing that God needs done. Use your words wisely. I've heard that before. Words are so important. Words are books. Words are in letters. Words are in text messages and emails. Words come out of our mouth. Words are heard. Words are felt. Words hurt. Words tear down. Words make you cry. Words are saddening. Words can destroy. Words can build up. Words can edify. Words can lift you up. Words can encourage you. Words can give you the stamina that you need. Words can. What can words do? What can your words do today to lift someone up, to build someone up, to encourage someone? You know what? You see somebody, maybe you'll see a stranger in the store and it's a pretty person and they have a nice shirt on. Why not say, I love your top, it's so pretty. Thank you. You know, go up to a stranger and build them up today. You have no idea what that can do. I'm gonna close with this. The days I'm frustrated, maybe I have no right to be, I'm just grumpy. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. Or maybe I have a right. But those days, and I can feel my words are just not gonna be good ones. You know what I mean? You want to curse. You want to say the wrong thing. You want to make your point. Those are the days you don't want to use your words incorrectly. Those are the days I find myself trying to encourage and edify people even more so, especially the people that drive me crazy. I will look for something to build them up. You know why? It's going to sound crazy, but I find when I do that, when I force myself to edify and encourage and build somebody up, especially on the days I'm struggling to say the right words, it calms my spirit, it brings my focus where it needs to be, and it just makes it a better day. And I don't regret the words that I said. I never regret building somebody or encouraging somebody. I don't regret those things. There are days where it's a great day and my words are just full of power and wisdom and I'm all there and I edify and I encourage and it makes it even more better. But if there are days your words are just, you can feel they're bitter. They're just not going to flow. You know, maybe you haven't prayed right or you have prayed and you're struggling and you're in this battle with the Lord. Let me encourage you to use wise words in the sense that you edify and you encourage, especially the people you don't want to. Do it. It's going to, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel that tug. But just do it. Do the right thing. And remember, your words are so powerful. Use your words wisely. And remember, there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. Thanks for coming over today. We'll catch you all next week on the next podcast on Hope for Today.